Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:20 Irish Summer Time. Today is August 29th. Well, the markets closed almost 1% below where they had been trading when I recorded the audio last night, but that certainly doesn't change my fundamental view of what we're seeing in here right now. Markets have rallied considerably over the last 10 days, and they were looking a little bit overbought in the short term. Now, the degree to which they fell yesterday is very much an indication of just how nervous markets remain, and the perceptions of just how much or if at all interest rates are going to move, either before or after the Fed's meeting on September 18th, are tending to wax and wane from day to day. Today, so those interest rate cut hopes really gaining the fore once more, and we've seen a good rally right across the board in those US indices. The Nasdaq Composite is up 2.5%, the S&P 500 2.19%, and the Dow Jones 1.90%. So they almost completely countermand the action that we the negative action that we saw yesterday. But they still remain a little bit overbought in the short term. And if we saw some sort of consolidation around these levels, that wouldn't be particularly surprising, and it would be very encouraging for the prospects for the index, for particularly the Wall Street indices. What we would love to see is a consolidation around here, and then if it were to break the lower highs, the short-term lower highs on the S&P, then we could say with a very high degree of confidence that we've seen the low for this correction. I think we can already say with some degree of confidence that we've seen the low, and given the trading action that we've seen over the last couple of days, I think there's a good, very, very good chance that we're going to see a consolidation above that area. In Asia this morning, we had a little bit of a knock-on from that negative the trading on Wall Street last night, and I think probably the Hang Seng was one of the hardest hit. It was down 1.47%, but that was well off the lows. And when you look at indices like New Zealand, that closed almost unchanged on the day, leaving quite a long tail on the candle. Or you look at India or Korea, they both opened well down on the day, but closed almost unchanged or a little bit up. So there is certainly some demand underneath them, unfulfilled demand underneath the market, and that is a very positive sign. What we can expect, though, I think, is probably a little bit of ranging around this area, particularly on Wall Street. And it is going to be it's interesting to watch the news headlines, because I think there was a couple of things came out today. I think the most important of those was that mortgage rates on 1 year loans climbed the most in 11 years. And there was another one, there was another headline shot past saying that the I think that the number of mortgages being taken out had fallen by 4 or 5%, something like that. And that is sort of bad news for the housing sector, and just the more bad news we see for the housing sector, the greater chance there is that we're going to see these interest rate cuts. And I think it's very important that we know what the story is, and we know that this is serious and that there is a credit problem. And regardless of what transparency comes to the market over the next couple of months, with banks telling us how exposed they are, or whichever funds collapse, and those will be causes for a little bit of jitteriness in the market, far more important is going to be the solution to this problem. And the greater the problem, the greater the solution is going to have to be, which means that markets are already starting to price in interest rate cuts, and they are starting to move to if, or from if, very much towards how many cuts they're going to see. Now, that's important because lower interest rates and a big injection of liquidity into the markets will certainly help to bail out some of these over-leveraged and foolishly invested people out there. But it will help to offset the potential for a big recession, And it will certainly help to support stock markets, lower interest rates, and a big injection of liquidity could do a lot of good for stock markets. And looking at the action we're seeing at the moment, there's no reason to believe that they're not going to continue on this upward path following a little bit of a correction, or sorry, consolidation, excuse me. There were a couple of other rather large news stories today. First, oil up $1.83, so that's up to $73.56, and that seems to be breaking upwards from that consolidation around the $70 level. And the other big mover in the energy sector was gasoline, up $8.61, and that's a good upward dynamic there. And this does look like it's going to go right back up and test those highs. And that's on data that there's gasoline inventories are lower than expected. So that's certainly something to watch. This is very positive action on the in the energy front. Gold was up 4.75, silver up 12 cents. But I think probably the most promising chart in the precious metals is the palladium, or sorry, platinum chart. It's up $11.40 today. That's a pretty good breakout from that consolidation we've seen around the sort of the 1250 level, 1260 level. And this is a good upward break from there. And palladium has been best bought following corrections over the last 3 or 4 years. I think the same can be said for just about all of the metals. And in the currency markets, the dollar has been quite a bit weaker in here today. Again, that is also fueled by these interest rate concerns on the in the behalf of dollar bulls. The euro is up 70 ticks. It's at 136.74. The pound is up 154 ticks. That's at 201.74. So, good strong action there relative to the dollar. And the dollar is looking quite weak in here, and it does look like it's going to go back and test that 80 level on the dollar index. And without some very big upward dynamic, there's every chance that it's going to go through that level, which will be one of the only occasions it's done so in the last 20 odd years. Looking at some of the other commodities, I think wheat was pretty firm again in here today, and this is really quite a consistent uptrend. There's an interesting story about companies selling wheat into India that they've put a quite a large tender out there. But today's action up 21.5. It's at 7.42, and it's consolidating very nicely beneath that sort of round 750 cent level, and it's showing absolutely no signs whatsoever that it's going to break this quite consistent medium-term uptrend. And with that in mind, I will bid you a good night, and looking forward hopefully to a good rally in Asia tomorrow. I want to thank you very much for your time.